Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 23. My name is VexX, along with our host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero at your service. How you doing out there?
Fantastic, Johnny Zero. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. There's a lot going on. You know, a lot of you guys know that we do, you know, we give you the best in TV Dad Wrestling Federation, but we do have house shows.
Oh, all over the country, touring.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes there's an event that happens that we have to, you know, just bring to you. There was a match after in lieu of the Bud Bundy Memorial last week. I don't know if you guys felt the pain that we did. Can we say good words about Bud Bundy, Vex?
Bud Bundy was a fantastic athlete and a fantastic human being.
Absolutely. So Bud, the vengeance that's coming back from Al, who is now known as Bundy Solo, we have exclusive footage results from Topeka, Kansas, where Al Bundy, or now known as Bundy Solo, he's been traveling the country doing Star Wars conventions, unfortunately. And Ted Lawson, as you know, we know Jamie Lawson is Mini Bundy. And there was a battle for the Bundy family name, which I find to be extremely controversial, since Fred Gwynn apparently is becoming the new judge. I don't know what's going on with Uncle Phil, how that happened. Maybe he just wants to be in the ring. I don't know. But it appears to me that Ted Lawson has destroyed Al Bundy. And he was fighting for his son's honor in a Han Solo suit. Now, maybe this will revamp the Polkai killer. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe this will get him off of his, you know, fantasy trip, and he'll just come back and be Al Bundy like everybody wants. I know I do. I know it was great. I mean, like, I definitely think Ed O'Neill could have been a great Han Solo. But
well, I don't know about that.
Well, 1977 might have been different the original story, you know. But, we don't know that. But the point is, that's not what happened. So Ted Lawson now has owned, not only, you know, allegedly killed Bud Bundy, but he's taken the name. So he can go by the name of Ted Bundy, the serial killer.
Oh, okay. I get it.
That's crazy. And so now we're going to, I can't believe that. Al looked crazy. He looked dumb. I mean, like, Bundy just, Ted Lawson just destroyed him. This wasn't even a match, folks.
Really?
It was not a match. It was not a match at all. So now we're going to our regular episode. We try and give you the best we can from the house shows. Next time we'll have tapes and so forth. But I just thought you guys should know that Ted Lawson is now actually publicly and seemingly endorsed by the Springer Mafia, the Springer Corporation, or whatever, the regime, mafia, whatever you want to call it, as Ted Bundy. So we're fading in now, where we have a rare glimpse of Mount Facemore, which is the Ingalls Ranch up in Kansas, and they're trading Beaver. And Beaver, you know, as you guys know, Vicky, his sweetheart, has been in the hospital. She's still recovering. John Ritter, Hero at Large, had body slammed. He was the first guy, although it's happened now a couple times.
Now, Mr. Johnny Zero, you know, before we go to Mount Facemore,
yeah,
this little vignette is being sponsored by The Maury Povich Show.
Oh, here we go.
Be a guest on The Maury Povich Show. Does someone in your family dress like an oversexy, scandalous hot mess? Is your husband a serial cheater? Want to confront a family member about their drinking? Does your grandmother dress way too sexy for her age and needs a makeover? Is your teen son obsessed with porn and leading a sexually destructive lifestyle?
What's wrong with that?
Are you involved in family drama and just want kidding. To be on the show? Be a guest. Call us now at 1-888-456-2879 or text
he's saying it.
The word Maury, Maury, to the number 22854.
That's the best broadcaster in the business.
Now
right
bring
there.
You live to Mount Rushmore. I'm sorry, Facemore. Go ahead, Jenny.
I'm sorry, man. You have to do all that. These guys are just unbelievable. Well, we have Beaver Dare doing, and you know, they have him set up in the stables out there on the Ingalls Ranch, and or Mount Facemore. And he's, you know, he's got Evans, the working man, showing him power moves. He has bulked up some. I would say he's a little, you know, a little similar to where you know, Bud was. And he's pissed off, man. He wants a piece of Ted Bundy. And you know, and Ingles has shown him some takedown moves, some Royce Gracie, you know, kind of stuff. And Ritter's shown him some high flying stuff. And he's writing letters, apparently, to Vicky. We hope you're doing well. Get well, Vic, if you're out there listening. And he wants to wrestle Ted Bundy tonight on television, and they've had it. And Ingles and Evans and Ritter, both, all of them, are saying to him that he's not ready yet. He's too green. You know the expression?
Yeah, it's too new. I understand that.
Green is owl shit. He's not ready for this. I mean, it's a romantic thing. It's courageous. I mean, I give him credit for all that. Kid's got heart, but he's not ready to go in the ring with this guy, man. This guy, Ted Bundy, is unbelievable. And, well, we're going to have the match. And naturally, Springer's going to okay that. A piece of shit. You piece of shit. And, really, man. Fuck you. Fuckers. And, anyway, here we go, fans. We're coming to the ring, and it's going to be Beaver versus Ted Bundy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall contest on the TV Dads Wrestling Federation 605 Eastern broadcast.
And it looks like Beaver's coming out of the ring anyway, and he's sent Ritter down. Hero at Large and Neckbeard are going to be by his side, but Ingles has told him, you're on your own. In this business, in this sport, this is TV Dads Wrestling is no joke. I don't know if Beaver knows what he's up against here. I admire his courage. I know he's doing this for Vicky. He's got Ritter there, so he doesn't get killed. But after seeing what Ted Lawson did to Al Bundy and Bud Bundy, I don't think he's got much of a chance, man. But here we go, fans. Coming to the ring. Oh, fans. Oh, man. This is not going to be good for Beaver. This is Ted Bundy. He's actually, like, combing his hair like the actual Ted Bundy.
But it's Ted Bundy Lawson, right?
It's Ted Bundy Lawson, but he lost his name legally in the match. You know, Al Bundy doesn't care anymore about being a Bundy. Unbelievable. Beaver's out to the ring with Ritter, and he's doing push-ups in the ring. I mean, the kid's got heart. He's outweighed by 100 pounds, man. And he's got Neckbeard out there. And hold on, the referee. Hold on. We're getting a... What's going on here? What's going on? Somebody's coming out. Somebody's coming out. Who is that? Is that... Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me, man?
What are you talking about? Do you recognize that music?
Mr. Big. What the hell is he doing here? What the hell is he doing? What the hell's he doing?
I don't know, Johnny Zero.
He's coming out to the ring. What's he saying here?
I thought it was Bundy Lawson. Why is this happening?
I don't know. I'm looking up top.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm looking up top. It looks like Springer's up top at the luxury boxes. I'm looking over the arena.
I have just received information across my computer. The president of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation has decreed that, in fact, Beaver's first match will now be against Mr. Big Tony Soprano.
Wait a minute. They can't do that.
I don't know, Johnny. They can do whatever they want. This is their federation, sir.
What the fuck? I'm getting it on my card, subject to change. What the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, weighing in at 435 pounds.
What? Ingles told him.
Mr. Big Tony Soprano.
Unbelievable. Tony Soprano. This is going to be a slaughter.
Now, this is where it doesn't make sense. Tony Soprano is on the ring card to wrestle later on tonight against Ralph Mouth for the TV title.
Isn't my light work?
I don't understand what's happening.
Come on, Beef. Yeah, Beaver's sliding underneath. He's trying to take him down. He can't move his legs. This is a 350-pound, 6'8" monster.
This is so tragic, sir.
Unbelievable. Oh my gosh, a poor arm smashed to the head. Oh no, oh no. Soprano has Beaver up. He's literally pressing him over his head 10 times. And he's throwing him into the front row. Holy shit, man. Holy shit. Have you... Oh, boy. Ritter? Well, Ritter is... Ritter's doing his best, man. He's not going to fucking... Well, they told him, didn't they, Vex? They told him. You heard it yourself. They weren't going to... They're not. He has to learn earn his stripes, man. I mean...
If you're going to be in pro wrestling, yeah. This is it. But this is a bloodbath. This is not a regulation match not, in any capacity. Yeah,
this is horrible. Especially just what happened to Bud Bunny. Why would even Springer... Like, let this happen. What the fuck?
He swings Beaver into the rope. And oh, an avalanche right on top of little Beaver's frame. And Beaver drops like a stone, rolled over, puts his foot on Beaver. 1, 2, 3. Ladies and gentlemen.
God.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, that is the end of Beaver's first match.
And here we... Oh, wait. Tony Danza's coming out to the ring. Ritter's in there with Neckbeard. And he backs off. Well, Beaver's being carried out, helped out by Hero
Large.
He's
not dead, I hope, but he's definitely been injured.
But he said, I have his I Love Vicky shirt on, and fans are cheering for him. You know, you got to give the kid has heart.
Most definitely. He went in the ring with Mr. Big.
You know,
he didn't survive, but he tried.
Right. But I mean, you know, he's also just what? He just turned, is he even 18 yet?
No, he has to be to compete in the TV.
Right. Okay.
Speaking of which, John, yeah. Do you want to be on the Jerry Springer show?
No.
Be on the show. Are you a big fan of the Jerry Springer broadcast and want to be a guest on our famous stage? If so, please call the show at 1-800-96-JERRY, J-E-R-R-Y, or text the word Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, to 88500. Do you have a sexy job? Are you ready to turn up and get lit and confront somebody on the Jerry Springer show? Text us now at JERRY to 88500.
Take that, Springer! How's that? This fucking guy's great.
Hey, man, that was a brilliant thing. You know, if we're going to do it, let's just do it the way they went and give him the finger, because I can see that motherfucker up in that luxury box.
He
up
did
there.
This to us. He hurt the poor little the beeve, and it's very sad.
It's terrible, man. So, anyway, let's get to this World TV. What do you think? How's Beaver going to recover? He's got it. Look, if he bounces back, goes back there and trains, keeps working at it, man.
I think it's adorable that you're saying these words out loud. Like, yeah. Aw. But the reality of it is, fuck that kid. He got decimated in seconds by Mr. Fucking Big.
Mr. Big has been around. He's a consummate professional.
He's
a super heavyweight versus
Mount Facemore, weird drug rehab facility that operates with no license, out in the middle of nowhere, a bunch of men in the woods by themselves. It sounds like the KKK to me, just saying. This is a...
No, Vicky's there.
A very suspect place to come from.
Vicky's
and
there.
This is what happens to you. They don't teach you how to wrestle. They teach you how to, like, you know... Bale hay and fucking comb horses and
hey,
shit.
Hey, listen, man. They had set up a ring with ropes and just poles, and they were trying to cheat the kid. He's pissed off. He loves his Vicky, man. He's trying to avenge her from what happened. He's just not ready to take on those guys.
Heard that Vicky Lawson is a trollop. A one step away from the street woman of the night, if you will. So.
Oh, you stop that. She's still recovering in the hospital.
It's very sad indeed.
And she has her. She's. What do you think? The $20,000 isn't a whole lot of money, man. I mean, he got her. In the stables, on the ranch, Ingles Ranch.
I feel like she's milking it. The woman's been in the hospital for months. I mean, for real, she should show her face in wrestling. Should return.
Dude, they gave her bionic arms.
Bionic fucking arms.
And the thing is,
for better hand jobs, woman of the night.
Oh, will you
arms.
Stop it, man.
Bionic
will
arms.
Will you stop it,
if you will?
But thing is, she might. Here's the flip side of that. There's all those jokes and stuff. The flip side is she might be the first ever female wrestler allowed to compete intergender, so to speak, in the male division. As far as cruiserweight goes or tag team considerations, I don't know if I hear that. Call me a tabloid reporter.
You are a tabloid reporter.
Well,
you like
we'll see
rumors.
if it's confirmed. I'm telling you, Springer likes ratings. I'm telling you. She's half robot, right? I mean. You know,
that's all you got, you know.
Yeah,
robot, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, come on, man. Cyborg, man.
You know, with that, Johnny, with that, it brings me to the question.
Poor girl. She's been abused.
Do you want to be on the Maury show? Do you want to be a guest? Do you want to appear on the Maury Povich program? Call us now at 1-800-456-2879 or text the word Maury, M-A-U-R-Y, to the numbers 22854.
Bro, is that fucking Wilkos?
Is your husband a serial cheater? Want to confront a family member about their drinking?
See?
Does your grandmother dress way too sexy for her age and need a makeover?
The best in the business.
Please text the word Maury to 22854.
The best in the business, motherfuckers. Fucking Danza and Wilkos, man. Unbelievable. Sorry, guys. We got to do that, man. We all thank you for doing that, Vex. We have to do it. You know, apparently, TV Dad Wrestling is getting big.
Big, big, big.
Yeah. As in Mr.
Tony Soprano big.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, absolutely, man. I mean, well, they made us 350-pound fucking choke slams, people. I mean, let me ask you something. Who do you think would win, Tony Soprano or Fred Gwynn? Like, totally, just a hypothetical.
That's a fine question. What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to comment. I think that we go to Mr. Soprano.
Yeah.
He's a dirty, diabolical man.
Well, yeah, exactly. His career's, his public career, anyway.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to say that the tool man, Tim Allen, is going to face the killer slash the snake, George Jefferson, in the ring momentarily for the TV championship.
Now, tell us about why he's called the killer now.
You know, it's a Bloody Stash Clothing Corporation rebranding. I'm not 100% sure as to why it is. They have chosen to move forward in that capacity. Yep. I think there might be trademark infringement of the snake with Jake the Snake Roberts. You know what I mean? Perhaps they didn't want a WWE situation.
Yeah.
The TV Dads Wrestling Federation is growing exponentially with every passing moment.
We
obviously have awful sponsorship. Like, I feel like we're in, like, Nitro Land or some shit. Like, we were in, like, 1997, and we got that scummy guy running our federation that happened to WCW.
Oh, it's about 97?
Bischoff. Oh, okay, I feel like we're in Bischoff land, like scummy.
Yeah.
I don't like it, John.
Yeah, I neither, but the ratings are through the roof. You know, there's people holding fan conventions. Like, these are fan-held conventions, folks. There's only a couple that I told you about. They get together, they do this.
No, but wait till Springer gets wind of it, and then I'm sure he'll crash them in the style of one Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and
just
walk in and take over and be like, this is not your federation. This is my federation.
Nah, because they need that to some extent. He needs that to some extent.
I don't know. A lot of money coming in from the Jerry Springer program and the Maury Povich. Oh, Maury Povich isn't even in the federation any further, and now this is what's happening.
Right. This is just, it's unbelievable. This is what's going on here, but it's getting so big that...
It's growing with leaps and bounds. Now, before we get to the match of Tim Allen versus George Jefferson, I have a question, sir. Mm-hmm. Do you watch Crime Watch Daily?
No, I do not.
There are plenty of primetime news magazines on the broadcast and cable TV that bring viewer stories of unsolved murders and other crimes.
Right.
But the crime genre is underrepresented on daytime TV, which is now dominated by talk shows and court shows. Crime Watch Daily, hosted by veteran journalist Chris Hansen, Chris Hansen, is an hour-long show centered around the key pillars of mystery, crime, and drama. It explores unsolved murderers, undercover investigations, and shocking crimes that have been caught on video. In addition to a team of national correspondents, the show's lineup of affiliates serves as an extended newsroom offering their local reporters to cover crime time-related stories in their markets. Again, please watch Crime Watch Daily.
Murder Channel.
No.
Watch Moida.
Crime Watch Daily, just like the Springer Show and the Maury Povich program, are picked up by national syndicated audiences. Viewership. So what happens is it's syndicated. It's on like the UHF channels of when we were a kid. Mm-hmm. And it's not at night. It's during the day. So
what's UHF?
Seriously?
Yeah.
On the television, the UHF channels? Channel 17, Channel 29.
Is that like a basic antenna cable? I never heard of it before.
Well, I was trying to give a parallel from back when we were children.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when you were a kid and there was 3, 6, and 10? On the television. You look so blank. Have you watched television in your life?
Yes.
Channel 3, Channel 6, and Channel 10.
Sure.
Remember these channels?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
On the other dial of the TV, the UHF dial.
Right.
You ever heard of UHF in your life?
Honest, no.
Wow. I just want to throw this chair at your
face. No, man, I really have. I thought you meant UWF or something.
Oh, no, I meant UHF.
I don't even know what that is.
If you remember correctly, when we had the bunny rabbit ears back in the day before there were cable lines into the system, Channel 3, Channel 6, and Channel 10 were on the big dial up top. Remember that?
Sort of.
Well, 3, 6, and 10. That's NBC, ABC, CBS. UHF channels are the big channels on the bottom with the bigger numbers. Mm-hmm. Channel 17, for instance. Channel 29, for instance. That would be on the UHF.
Oh, okay.
That's
cool.
All.
Cool, cool.
So this is a syndicated program, not unlike that.
Right.
Crime Watch Daily, shown syndicated nationally during the day.
Got it. Cool, cool.
Back to the ring, ladies and gentlemen. We have Mr. Tim the Tool Time Allen. Facing George Jefferson, if you could ring the bell,
and
Mr. Johnny Zero.
All
right, ladies and gentlemen, in the squared circle.
And you know what? Tim Tooltime looks really spry tonight.
You know, those PEDs have served him well. He looks very muscular and cut. He's ready to make some damage.
He hasn't. Well, after the legal turmoil that Dick Van Dyke put him through, and Mr. Brady on top of that, I mean, he's he's a good worker, though. He's been out there. He's helped Beaver with a few things. I know he set up the ring tonight.
God bless the heckler, sir.
Yeah. Well, there is some fans out there with that sentiment, wondering where he's at. Where is the heckler? Be fair to the heckler. I see a couple drunk guys in the
drunk.
Yeah.
Of course they're drunk.
I see a couple like stone pissed drunk guys in the nosebleed seats.
Poor Dick Van Dyke.
Holding the sign saying, you know.
He's just held out of professional wrestling for many, many months over nothing. A misunderstanding, if you will.
No, Uncle Phil laid down, did the right thing, man, and banished that guy. But he'll be back. He'll be back. He always comes back.
So in the middle of the ring, even though we're sitting here chattering, I got to tell you, Tim Allen is making good work. Mr. Jefferson looks pudgy, out of shape, if you will.
Yep.
Do you care to comment on that, John?
It just looks like... that's Jefferson's. Maybe he underestimated him. Maybe he thought it. Maybe he didn't train himself enough for the match because he figured Tim Allen hasn't really. We haven't really seen what Tim Allen can do. Really, we haven't. He's been.
Well, he faced off against the heckler.
Yes,
that was a thing. There was like a little feud happening.
Yes, that happened. But
he insulted Mr. Bonaducci, if you remember that correctly.
Yes,
he got them. He got beat.
But I'm things I'm hearing from Mount Facemore and Ingles Ranch is that this guy can work his ass off. He's a good guy, Arn Anderson, pretty much. And Bonaducci is would you say, Savage-esque?
Oh, most definitely. Now, here's my question for you. Tim Allen is making quick work of Mr. Jefferson. What is Tim Allen's finishing move? Can you describe it to us, sir?
Tim Allen, he has several of them. I'm not even sure. I know he does the spine buster as a setup.
Explain that. What is that one, sir?
Well, he does a flip up in the air spine buster, but it's not the Arn Anderson kind. That's why I always refer to Arn Anderson.
Sure.
And he picks him up in the air, and he does like a 360, and then he slams down and then flips over top and holds both legs up in a pinning predicament, but puts his hands arms over top of the feet.
It sounds very complicated.
Yeah, well, he does it so quickly. It's not bad. It's just he goes in the ring. It's a 360 spine buster and a flip and a float over.
Now George Jefferson has been known to lose. Not much on the finishing moves per se, but I'll tell you this.
Well,
he does like to work in the chicken wing, and put you in a reverse armbar. It's kind of like his favorite.
Yeah,
he likes to break a man apart piece by piece as he's in the ring. But
yes,
George is out of shape, man. I got to tell you, he's getting decimated right now by Tim Taylor.
Yeah.
As he hooks the leg, 1, 2, 3,
ladies
and gentlemen.
Wow,
That's it. We have a winner. We have a winner in the ring.
That's it?
Tim Allen ascends to the next round of the TV Heavyweight Championship. That's, what are your thoughts on that match, Mr. Zero?
I think that Tim Allen looks like a good worker, man. I just wish Jefferson had brought his A game. I could have gotten a better match, you know. But
do you know who always brings his A game, Johnny Zero?
Who's that?
Maury Povich.
Oh, my gosh.
Would Here you want to be a guest on
Fuck
the Maury
you,
Povich?
Fuck you, Springer! Fuck you, Springer!
Okay. Be a guest. Want to appear on the Maury Povich Show? Call us now at 1-888-456-2879 or text the word Maury, M-A-U-R-Y, to the number 22854. Are you involved in family drama and want to be on our show? Is your teen son obsessed with porn and leading to sexually destructive lifestyle? If so, text us now. At the number 22854, text the word Maury, M-A-U-R-Y.
Maury.
The Maury Show.
Unbelievable. So let's. What's our next matchup?
I got to tell you, this is interesting because Tony Soprano had just fought in the ring against Beaver.
Yeah.
And he's now facing off against Ralph Mouth in the squared circle for the TV Heavyweight Championship.
And that's what he was saying. That was just light work for him. That was just his workout for the day. Ralph Mouth, as a singles wrestler, I still don't think he has a chance. Not against Mr. Big. No, I think Ralph Mao's a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I'm talking, he hasn't done much, you know, outside of the tag team with Potsy, he hasn't really done much singles work, has he? I mean, maybe like Milwaukee welterweight title and or something like that, maybe. I don't know. I don't have all that on file in front of me, but.
Now, wouldn't it be interesting if Ralph Mouth does an upset here because we have a tired Tony Soprano for facing off against Beaver? That'd be amazing.
How tired could he be? He destroyed him. I don't think so. I don't think he has a chance against
Well, they're into the ring. Let's ring the bell, Johnny Zero, and let's begin this match. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one fall with a 15-minute time limit. Tony, Mr. Big Soprano, facing off against Ralph, the Mouth of the Milwaukee Killers. Johnny, Ralph Mouth tries to lock up with Tony Soprano in the center of the ring and gets thrown directly into the turnbuckle.
Wow, not going to want to test his strength there.
My goodness. Now, Ralph slides under the bottom ring, the bottom rope, I'm sorry. He's out of the ring, and he's taunting Mr. Big from the audience.
Wow.
This is interesting.
That's a lot of balls, man.
It is a lot of balls.
Yeah.
He's saying the big man to please come outside, and Soprano says to get back in the ring and to battle. Ralph rolls back in, breaks the count, rolls right back out of the ring. He's on the ring apron. He's on the outside. He is on the ground. He is on the ground, and he's taunting Mr. Soprano. Johnny Zero, your thoughts?
I just think this guy's got balls, man. To go against – he's obviously trying to get inside Mr. Soprano's head.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed this, but Tony Soprano has left that side of the ring, and he's gone to a neutral corner.
Yes, he has.
As the referee is counting against Ralph Mouth.
Yes.
Do you see Potsy Weber is crawling out from under the ring apron?
Holy shit!
Holding a steel chair, and he smacks Mr. Soprano in the back of the head.
Oh, no.
The referee sees nothing, and Potsy Weber goes back under the ring.
Unbelievable.
Now, Mr. Soprano did not fall over, but he does not look like Mr. Soprano any longer, sir.
No.
What are your thoughts on this?
I just think... it's very smart strategy on their part. I just wasn't expecting these kind of tactics.
Ralph
from Potsy
Mouth rolls
and
back
Mouth.
Into the ring, and he goes and he starts assaulting Mr. Soprano. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, he's punching him in the face repeatedly, mm-hmm. and Mr. Soprano falls on top of Ralph Mouth, who cannot move the unconscious Mr. Soprano. 1, 2, 3. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, though injured, the winner of the match is Mr. Big Tony Soprano. Johnny Zero, your thoughts?
Happened the way I thought it would, but
I didn't see any of this coming. So.
I didn't. But the one thing I did notice is if we come up with our tag team tournament, Potsy and I didn't see those tactics coming out of Ralph Mouth and Potsy.
I did not see that either, sir.
Dude, they might be a sleeper. Like, remember the Mulkey brothers?
Yes.
Remember the Mulkey Mania? Well, Crockett Cup '87, the greatest pay per view of all time. Dude, they could be that team. I'm just saying, man. I mean, like, you know, they. What are you going to do against a guy 6'8", 350 pounds? I mean, shit, dude. Grab the chair. Fuck it.
There's not a lot.
I want to win.
There's not a lot of cardio in Mr. Soprano land. And I got to be honest, it did work. He just passed out on top of Ralph Mouth.
You don't really have to if you can just grab the guy, a 300-pound man or 200-pound man, pick him up by one hand, probably two of them both at the same time, and double choke slam him. You know what I mean?
What an interesting match, to say the least, sir. Mm. What an interesting match.
Hey, Dave, that would be, maybe they should have a maybe we should book a handicap match.
Explain.
Mr. Big versus Potsy and Ralph Mouth at the same time.
I think we just saw that match.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, actually knowing it. Well, we did, but like a rematch, you know, and like.
Now here's something interesting. Ralph Mouth has left the ring with Potsy Weber. Right. They're gone. Mr. Big is still there, bleeding from the back of the head, unconscious, face down.
Wow.
No one's coming to get him. Mr. Springer not sent anyone.
Here comes Danza.
There you go.
Tony Danza's coming out. Okay. And then is that Wilkos? Who's this guy in the
No, Wilkos has been barred from the building.
Well, some guy looks like something from a Godfather movie. He's got a trench coat and a hat down. I don't know who it is, but they're getting him out of there. So
what a messy, messy situation.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Tony Soprano assaulted a young Beaver Cleaver.
Yes, he did.
Just moments ago on the broadcast.
Yeah, but you know what that son of a bitch is going to say? He's going to say, I already had two matches that night. You know
he won both.
Right.
Who gets unconscious, knocked unconscious, falls on top of the opponent, still pins him?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What's Beaver weigh, man? $160 soaking wet?
Oh, my goodness. I'd say 120, sir. He's very tiny.
No, he's gotten bigger.
No, he hasn't.
No, he's been working out on the farm, dude. He's been putting it in. I mean, for a middleweight kind
of
guy.
Now, the next match might be something of great interest for you. It is the hero at large, John Ritter, facing off against Jamie Mini Bundy Lawson.
Ah, wow.
What are your thoughts, Johnny Zero?
Well, I think that justice will be served.
Will it now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if things go the way they're supposed to, dude, James, what's that little piece of shit, Jamie Lawson? Why is he even letting these guys wrestle, man? They're sick. These fucking guys are sick. Look what they've done to this poor girl, man. Unfucking believable. I think Ritter. I mean, Ritter will destroy him. Ritter's a consummate professional. He's technically sound in the ring, especially since he's been working out with Evans and Ingles and Timmy Tooltime and all that. And he can do the high flying stuff a little better than those guys can, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't. Kind of like the way Lamont does. Wouldn't say he's as good as Lamont off the top.
Okay.
But he's all around. He's not number one in any one of say it's power wrestling, hardcore wrestling, mat wrestling, high flying wrestling, etc. He's not number one in those categories. But if you were to do a rating system where it was 1 out of 10, so if you were a perfect 10 in all of them, it'd be 50, right? He's at least an 8 in all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I don't know. Think about it. He did the hardcore stuff. He's done the hardcore stuff with Lawson. He's done the power. He slammed Gwynn. Who would have knew Ritter had that strength? This is a bigger Ritter now. I'm not saying he's great, dude. I'm just saying he's a consummate professional. He seems to know. He'd be a good guy to work with. That's who's, and apparently that's from my ear, is going to be who's training Beaver and Vicky.
And Vicky.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Well, I'm just saying. Depending on if she's cleared to wrestle or not. She's half bionic, dude. This girl's been tortured.
That's not fair, though. It's not really, she's good at giving hand jobs, but beyond that.
Oh, stop it, man.
John, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Would you want to be a guest on the Jerry Springer program?
We kind of already are, aren't we?
Are you a big fan of the Jerry Springer show? No. And do you want to be a guest on that famous stage?
No.
Do you have what it takes to be a guest?
Yes.
Do you want to be a guest?
No.
Do you have a child with a transsexual, or are you pregnant by a transsexual?
No, sir.
Do you have a sexy job?
Yes.
Do you want to break up or make up with your partner or spouse?
Don't know.
If so, Johnny Zero, please call the Jerry Springer Show at 1-800-96-JERRY or text the word Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, to 88500. Again, the Jerry Springer Show, text J-E-R-R-Y to 88500.
Hey, I see you back there, Will Coast, you fucker.
He is not allowed in the building. Clearly, you are incorrect in your assessment.
Hey, there's somebody up there next to Springer. He's got shades and a hat on. I bet you that's Wilkins. Maybe it's not Wilkins. Maybe he's a new guy. Who knows? But Springer always has a bodyguard, dude. Always.
I would say that's true.
You know what I mean? The dictator. The fucking piece of shit.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we go down to the squared circle, and we have Mr. Ritter facing off against Jamie Mini Bundy Lawson. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one fall with a 20-minute time limit. Mr. Ritter versus Jamie Minibuddy Lawson. And how do you see this match going, Johnny Zero?
I think Ritter's going to pummel him, dude. I think he's going to just take it to him. I see some mounting some offense from Lawson. I would be aware of Ted Bundy being there. Now, because he is calling himself Ted Bundy now, does that mean Jamie is officially Mini Bundy? Like, is he Jamie Bundy?
Now, I'm sorry to cut you off, Johnny Zero. They've locked up in the center of the ring. Ritter has handily taken over and thrown Jamie Lawson across the way. He picks him up. There's a hip toss. He throws him into the ropes. He comes off. Drop kick! And little Jamie Lawson rolls out under the ring apron. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting about this is I see his father coming from the back, walking down towards the ring.
Oh, no.
What's going to happen, Johnny Zero?
Oh, no. This is not good. This guy is a sicko. And, Ritter's already beaten him. So, why are they... Are they going to hit his music? Like, why would he have access to the ring?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I find odd is that Corporal Punishment is also coming down to the ring, and he is wearing a flamethrower. Can you explain this to me, Johnny Zero?
No, I can't. I don't know what's going on. Right.
Perhaps Corporal Punishment is just going to be there to keep a fair match between the two competitors.
Corporal Punishment and Sheik, Abdul Al Cleaver?
Cop Lives Matter have come out and they have removed Corporal Punishment from the ring.
Andy Griffith.
He is being removed because he is wearing the fire backpack, if you will, the flamethrower, and they're taking him back.
Yeah.
Now, in the melee, the referee is watching this. Mm-hmm. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that the incomparable. Mr. Bundy, as he's being called now.
Yes, Ted Bundy.
We're calling him Mr. Lawson.
He's wearing it with pride,
too. He's taken out an axe with an axe handle, and he has swung the axe at Mr. Ritter, who is ducked, and he has taken out the knees of Mr. Ritter with the handle of the axe.
Oh, no.
Ding, ding, ding. They're going
this
to ring the bell.
This is not good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a disqualification. The two men are teaming up on Mr.
This
Ritter.
This is not good. Come on,
this
folks.
Is getting
stop
bad.
This.
Ladies and gentlemen, I owe stop the it. Humanity. I wish someone would come
stop
down to the
it.
Ring.
Stop it. Here we go. Who's this coming out? It's Ingles. It's Ingles.
Neck, beard, and Ingles.
It's Ingles is coming out, and here comes Evans, too, to
and
clear up the ring.
Lawson's not leaving. He is swinging the axe. He does not. He's taking on all competitors. John, this is a house of drama, if you will. A house of fire.
It is a house of fire. Ingles coming in there. They've knocked Bundy out of the ring, but the damage has been done.
He's still hammering on Ritter, who's then... No, they've removed Mini Bundy from the ring. Oh, my goodness. The hero at large is bleeding profusely from the face. Was he hit with the axe? I couldn't even tell.
I don't know. I'm more worried about the knees.
Yeah, the knees were hit with the axe handle, definitely.
Yeah, that doesn't look good. That does not look good. Looks like the boys are calling. They're carrying him back to the back. We'll see how this goes.
This has been now. Technically, Ritter has ascended, and he will be available to compete for the TV Dad's belt. He has won the match from disqualification.
Okay. Well, I mean, man, this somebody's got top. What Springer is doing this, dude. This fucking day. Fuck you, man. What a piece of shit. What a piece of shit, Jerry Springer. Do you know what it's like to go over to overseas and have people actually think that the Jerry Springer Show is a fucking representation of
now,
us?
Now, I've been overseas. And
I know you have.
Do you know what's available overseas?
Not too much, because I don't go over very much.
The Maury Povich Show is available in the European markets. Would you like to appear on the Maury Show? Mm-hmm. Would you like to be a guest? Does someone in your family dress like an oversexy, scandalous hot mess?
Is this Baby Daddy Marketing?
This is Baby Dad Media.
Baby Dad
Please
Media.
Feel free to call us at 1-888-456-2879 or text the word Maury, M-A-U-R-Y, to 22854.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's a piece of shit.
This is my life, Johnny Zero.
You did a very good job, though.
Why, thank you.
Well, I mean, this thing is getting big, man. I mean, we're going to have to, like... You know, I mean, that's just part of...
You hold up your hand, like, we're going to have to, like, you know, it's a podcast. They can't see
I understand it, but I'm just getting my words together. Right? I'm saying, like, you know, we're going to have to do fucking, advertising at some point. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just paying the bills.
Remember,
man,
when we used to take nice breaks, and then they would have the little commercial, and you'd go have a cigarette, and I would have a urination thing, and we'd come back, and then that's the way it would... No, now we have to read live ads. Ads specifically pointed at... Our broadcast.
And that son of a bitch up there looking through the curtains of this luxury box overlooking the arena that we're in right now.
And that used to be my luxury box, Johnny Zero.
No, yours wasn't that big. That's the dictator's one.
Mine's bigger, John.
Ours was nice. It was a nice room.
Johnny Zero, do you know what the next match is?
No, I don't.
It is Lamont Sanford facing against Peter Brady the Great. What are your thoughts on this?
Disco Damon Wilson, I think, best high, might
Did
be the best.
Did you know that he was short-lived a father on a sitcom after Sanford and Son?
Yes, I did.
And because of that, technically, he could eventually hold the world's heavyweight champion.
I knew that he was...
Or at least compete.
Yeah, I thought it was a pilot. I didn't know it was actually... Did it actually have like a season?
It aired. If it's a pilot, it's picked up. So it aired. It was like one or two episodes, maybe three. We should have RP check that.
Absolutely.
Robot Phillips, if you could. We'd appreciate
RP,
it.
RP, man. Thanks, bub.
But yeah, we'll get on that. But the bottom line is that Lamont could one day be the world's heavyweight champion.
Dude, that's a very interesting concept.
Now, as he comes out to the ring, I don't know if you noticed that Lamont has a red mustache, a newly red mustache. How
what
do you feel
that?
About that, Johnny Zoo?
I guess he's... Bloody Stash Crew, I guess.
He's now affiliated.
He's dyed his thick mustache red.
He is the heir apparent.
And it is a bright red, It's not dark. It's not just tip there. That's like.
So he bleached it first.
He must have. I mean, well, Dumont is very, he grooms himself well. Great fro.
Great, fantastic afro.
I mean, great sideburns. He's a great guy. I like his jumpsuit with the big collars. Like, looks like something, you know, maybe Neil Diamond would wear or something.
Neil Diamond.
In the back of the day, Neil Diamond, or you know.
You mean Elvis Presley?
Is that yeah, possibly. Yeah, I think it looks. Suit? I think it's even bigger than Elvis, dude. The collars there, you know.
And ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ring is Peter the Great Brady. The fans love Peter the Great. Let's get it on. We're gonna go to the squared circle. Johnny Zero, ring the bell. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a one fall, 20-minute time limit for
time
the TV title.
Yep.
And they lock up in the center of the ring.
Well, I think Lamont has won that. Obviously, he's a little bigger than
he's much bigger than Peter the Great, who was a lightweight competitor.
Right, right. But what I want to see is these guys going off the top. These guys are their strength.
High flyers.
Yeah.
Each of them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Lamont throws whips. Irish whips. Peter the Great into the ropes, comes across for a drop. They both try and drop kick, both at the same time, both hit their feet. They get up and look at each other. Wow, now they're circling each other again. And just one man measuring the other opponent.
Now, Johnny Zero, Cop Lives Matter have come down to the ring. They are speaking. They are speaking to the referee, and they're escorting the referee out of the ring while the two competitors are still wrestling inside. What do you think is happening, sir?
I don't know. What the hell's happening?
Now, Johnny, I don't know if you've seen this, but the crane has...
And that's Bernie Fife, too.
The crane has a fiberglass cage, and it's lowering it slowly
towards
the ring. The competitors do not know. They are fighting in the middle of the squared circle.
I can hear it.
This is an interesting and obnoxious situation, to say the least, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the sound of the crane. It is lowering the plexiglass down on top of the ring apron.
It's coming right over.
Again, they can't even see it. This is bizarre. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is hit. It is hit on the bottom.
Shit.
And there we go. The ring apron. They have the plexiglass. John, I don't understand exactly what's happening.
I don't know either. This is not. It was not in the cards. We don't have anything in any of our.
If you look up in the box, itinerary. Mr. Springer is being joined by Mr. Brady. This is a creepy, creepy setup, to say the least.
This is the axis of evil.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. Mr. Brady's a fantastic human being, a humanitarian, if you will.
With those two together.
Who helps teenage boys throughout the country every single day.
Well, you know that Springer has been secretly supporting the Bloody Stash Corporation.
Secretly supporting the Bloody Stash Corporation.
Yeah, I can't prove it, but it's
Why
true.
Why would you say you're a tabloid journalist,
they
sir?
They are in league with each other. They're in the cahootes. The cahootes.
Now, there's no referee in the ring. These two competitors are facing off. The spikes have come out of the side of the wall. Peter the Great has been set into the spikes. Ladies and gentlemen, he's hanging. He's hanging on the plastic
there's
spikes.
There's a piece of meat on there, dude.
Now, what I don't understand is I see the crane. The crane is now, oh my God, it's picking up the cage with Peter the Great impaled against the plastic spikes, and it's going into the sky.
Oh, what's happening?
I do not understand the situation at hand. Peter the Great's
been
taken.
It's going right over our heads. I can see it right there, folks. I can see it.
Profusely.
Can you hear that?
Left the ring. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, what's happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no winner for the contest. It is a double disqualification.
What the fuck was that about, man?
I do not understand, sir.
Why would they? What the fuck was that about?
I don't understand, sir.
That was like a fucking. That was supposed to be a great match.
It was ended very quickly, and sadly, neither one continue along. They've both been disqualified. I don't know how you could disqualify both of them. What did either person do?
I don't really know that. I don't know. I have to look at the contracts. I mean, was that we weren't given that in our pre-show itinerary. Folks, we're given a pre-show itinerary usually.
Yes.
Sometimes we are. Not usually. I mean. Most
the bottom line is, I don't think anyone signed up for the plastic cage to be dropped down with the spikes. Now, what's going to happen to Peter the Great? Is Peter the Great dead? Is he going to bleed to death on that thing? He's just taken away above our heads in the crane.
I have no idea.
And now, if you look up at the skybox, the curtains are drawn. I can't see inside. I have no idea what's happening up there.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. They're just dropping down something right now, some confetti, some little notes in it. It just says Brady's Ascension.
Brady's Ascension? What does that mean?
I have no idea. And there's another one that says BSC, Rising or something like that. What the fuck is this all about, man?
You know what I got to tell you, Johnny Zero?
Is Lamont officially, like, in league with Lamont and Brady? And
this is what you'd call a mystery, if you will. And perhaps we could look to Crime
with
Watch
too.
We could look to Crime Watch Daily to assist us. There are plenty of primetime news magazines on broadcast and cable TV that bring viewers stories of unsolved murders and other crimes. But the crime genre is underrepresented on daytime television.
Yeah.
Which is dominated by talk shows and court shows. Crime Watch Daily, which is now hosted by veteran journalist Matt Doran, fills that void. The daily, hour-long show, centered around the key pillars of mystery, crime, and drama, explores the unsolved murders, undercover investigations, and shocking crimes that have been caught on video. Ladies and gentlemen, look for Crime Watch Daily featuring Chris Hansen. Daily syndicated near you. Johnny Zero, your thoughts?
I just can't believe we just had a great high-flying match between Peter the Great, and this was like a chance for him to prove himself. And against, Lamont's a great worker, man.
He put him right through the spikes.
It's like he's like.
But he hung him up like a death rack, if you will, an Iron Maiden with that, the blood just pouring down.
I saw a piece of meat hanging. What was Springer and Brady doing coming down?
But what exactly? Who signed up for this? How the cage? No one told us. Did the wrestlers not know? Why did Cop Lives Matter come and remove the people from the ring? The referee.
I have no idea. Probably, Fife was ordered by. I don't know. I'll get it to us by next episode.
I would appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I don't know. Like maybe was thrown into the spikes or something. I guess maybe the DQ. But I don't see what calls a DQ. Did anybody hit the referee during the match? Maybe perhaps we missed when they went for that drop kick. Perhaps he got, he was kind of close there, but I didn't see him get hit at all. I'm just trying to think, like, logically, how could both wrestlers be,
eliminated?
Yeah, double DQ'd like that. And then Brady and Springer, the Dictator and the Bishop coming down. And it's lots going on here, folks. Lots going on.
The next match for the TV heavyweight champion features Pat Morita versus Dirty Danny Tanner. Now, here's the thing about this match. Yeah. We don't know anything about Dirty Danny Tanner. Now, we know Pat Morita is a skilled wrestler.
Oh, absolutely.
A fantastic competitor, if you will.
Yes.
But do you know anything about Dirty Danny?
No, I don't.
Now, Mr. Tanner, Dirty Danny Tanner, has been on Full House. He's the father from Full House. So he could compete one day to be the TV heavyweight championship.
That's true.
I'm sorry, the world's heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
This is for the TV title.
Yes. I know Morita, and he's been tested a lot lately. He went 90 minutes twice. I don't think he would wrestle somebody he didn't do his homework on. There's
got to
be some tape on him.
Let's get into the ring, and let's see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one fall with a 20-minute time limit for the World's TV Championship. In this corner, you have Pat Morita.
Mr. Miyagi himself.
In the other corner, the new challenger, Dirty Daddy Tanner.
Dirty Tanner. Dirty Tanner.
Let's get ready to wrestle.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right.
So, I don't know. Okay, hold on. Pat Morita kicks Daddy Tanner right in the face and he drops like a stone.
Yeah. Does.
Now, okay. Danny Tanner rolls under the ring, and he's on the floor, and he's bleeding profusely immediately from the face. That kick to his jaw has opened it wide open. What are your thoughts?
What, he hit him with the crane? It was a crane.
He just kicked him right in the face, Jeff.
Yeah, well, that's Pat Morita's a dangerous man. Maybe he got him right. Maybe,
Now, Danny Tanner has a great reach. He's much taller. Yeah. He's a big gentleman, but Pat Morita's a bad mamma jamma.
Yeah. Pat Morita has put down much bigger men before, but we don't know anything about Danny Tanner. Let's see how he bounces back.
He's not getting back in the ring. He rolls in. He breaks the count. He rolls back out again. I don't understand what's going on, John.
He's just wasting time here. He's buying time. He's obviously bleeding profusely.
He is bleeding a great deal.
Yeah, that kick to the head just.
He's asked to speak to the referee about possibly not continuing. The referee is looking. And Pat Morita kicks him in the face again. Danny Tanner right through the ring apron, right through the ropes onto the floor.
Wow, it was another crane kick. Pat Morita is no joke, man. This guy, why don't he come in here and lock up with him? But he's not respecting his. What's happening? What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, referee has stopped the match. Your winner, Pat the Samurai Morita!
Morita!
I don't understand what just happened.
I don't understand either. Other than Pat Morita just whipped that ass, man.
Whipped that ass, man.
That's what I'm saying. He whipped that ass, man. I, I'm telling you, Mr. Miyagi's no joke, dude. You know, Achu. You know Achu, right?
No.
That was his character's name on...
On what?
Sanford and Son.
That's going back, man. Yeah. It's just kind of knocking the cobwebs out, you know what I mean? But
they have antenna TV. And he was the first Asian man to ever have a father... TV show. It only lasted one season. I can't remember what it's called.
It wasn't even a season, but it was short-lived.
Wasn't it like a season? I think it was one season.
It was like a mid-season replacement, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, fair enough. All right. I've only seen like clips of the show.
Sure.
But I did a reading about it. But that's still pretty good, man. And then he went
He's
from there.
He's a pretty good man.
That's
he
pretty
just
successful.
Decimated Danny Tanner's face all over the fucking ring with two crane kicks.
He's great. But I'm saying from, but remember, he goes from that to Happy Days, you know, and then from Happy Days to Karate Kid, and then, gosh, next thing you know, he's on doing NFL skits with freaking Brett Favre on the sideline.
You know, John, speaking of Happy Days, do you know what a happy day is?
Yes.
Is it any day that you can watch the Maury Povich Show? Would you want to appear on the Maury Povich program?
Oh, no.
Would you want to be a guest?
No.
Do you want to confront a family member about their drinking?
No.
Does your grandmother dress way too sexy for her age and need a makeover?
No.
If so, please contact us now at 1-888-456-2879 or text the word Maury, M-A-U-R-Y, to the number 22854.
Holy shit.
Thank you, John.
Fuck you, Springer.
Unbelievable.
And it's a happy day.
It is. And listen, the readings are coming in, man. We're breaking records, dude, here.
Well, okay.
I mean, like, we're doing really, really good.
Really good?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if Springer is doing something right or I hate the son of a bitch, but I'm saying, like, you know, we've got enough guys. Now, what's our next match in the tournament, man?
It's Stashberg versus Frank Reynolds, the Trash Man. Now, nice. Frank Reynolds, the Trash Man, was Louie on fucking Taxi way back in the day with Hitman Tony Danza.
Nice.
What a small world it is, isn't it?
Nice.
But the Trash Man is not, he's not a villain. He's an actual, like, face, if you will. Mm-hmm. And they're going to wrestle. What are your thoughts on this match? I mean, Stashberg is an Adonis. He is a gigantic, masculine presence.
I'm going to call it, dude. I think Stashberg just comes out. They're going to bang on his locker room soon, and he's going to come out, and he has you know how he has those, like security guards come with him to the ring, but he, like, doesn't need them?
Sure.
It's just, you know, he bangs his head into the locker and gets that blood on his forehead and licks it, and all that. But, like, he ends up, I think sometimes he does more damage than good, but he is an Adonis. I agree.
He is an Adonis.
Yeah, Stashberg is no joke. Rob Renner, man.
We'll come down to the ring. Here we go, Johnny Zero. Ladies and gentlemen, TV time remaining for the World's TV Championship. Well, I give you in this corner the great and powerful Stashberg.
All right, it's me. All right, Stashberg.
In this corner, previously from the show Taxi, and now on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the Trash Man, Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds. Now people know a lot about him. We have a little bit of background on him, right?
Now, Johnny, I just received an email that this is a no disqualification contest in the center of the squared circle. How do you feel about that? Like, they just changed it right now.
Well, he's the dictator. He's got the dictator and the bishop together, apparently. They can do whatever they want.
Have you ever watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
So you've seen the broadcast?
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Frank Reynolds, he's a tough competitor. He's always packing a weapon, if you will. So
is that the little guy?
That's the little guy.
Oh,
it's
I love
the guy
that
from
guy.
Taxi.
Yeah, I fucking love that
So
guy.
Let's ring the bell and let's see what happens. Johnny, if you could take over, what's happening in the ring?
Well, he's going up against Stashberg. He's trying, and Stashberg, he's locking up with him. Stashberg's he's just not big enough, man. Oh, boy, he gets thrown back into the corner. Okay, and Stashberg comes in. He's going to run up and try and do it. It looks like he's going for a victory roll. Stashberg catches. Oh, man. He jumped up on his. Oh, man. Stashberg, this doesn't look good. He's got him around the ring. He's doing bench presses with this guy in the ring and to the fans all around the circle. Picks him up in the air and slams him. Oh, did you feel that?
Hold on, Johnny.
Holy shit.
ladies and gentlemen, Frank Reynolds is crawling on his belly to the ring, and he goes under the rope, and he's pulling something from his trunks.
You think you're crazy?
He's pulling something from his trunks.
You're all crazy!
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Reynolds is holding something in his hand. Ladies and gentlemen.
What is it?
Oh my God, he is shot! Frank Reynolds has just
shit.
Shot
Stashburn
in the chest!
This is fucking unbelievable.
He pulls the leg.
Hell?
1, 2, 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit!
Oh my God,
holy shit! We're gonna try to keep you as long as we can, folks.